This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State and city transportation officials want to remake the highway-like interchange at Federal and Colfax in West Denver. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Community groups have complained for years that the interchange is dangerous to cross on foot or bicycle. And now, officials say they want to change it. Jessica Mickelbust is with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
It is very challenging to traverse. It's not inviting to pedestrians. So it is time to really do something transformational here at this particular interchange.
The state demolished hundreds of buildings in the 1950s to build the interchange. CDOT is applying for federal grants to plan and eventually rebuild the area to reconnect the community. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A memorial service in Pueblo this morning for a parole officer killed in Colorado Springs last month. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Department of Corrections parole officer Christine Guerin Sandoval was killed in a hit-and-run while serving a warrant near downtown Colorado Springs. A 41-year-old suspect is in custody. The service is set for 11 a.m. at Praise Assembly Church. The Department of Corrections also plans to live-stream the ceremony. Another parole officer was also injured in the incident, but has since been released from the hospital. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Today is Indigenous Peoples Day in Colorado, and Senator John Hickenlooper wants to make it a federal holiday. He has signed on to a bill to replace Columbus Day on the federal calendar. Similar bills have been introduced several times, but so far the idea has not advanced in Congress. This is CPR News.